I've been having such a particular craving lately, and it's very typical. If you look through my post history, you'll probably find a very recurring theme or recurring themes, and it's very typical of me. No. But it's okay, because it's the things that get me going the most, so it makes sense that I'd fixate on them a bit, right? Anyway, lately, I just want another girl to fuck me. I am bi and I'm cool with dudes, but like, I'm very picky about guys, I feel like, compared to girls. Like, truth be told, I don't really listen to guys on these audio subreddits very much, if only because I'm very picky about what I like, and none of it really hits my sweet spot the way I need it to, like in terms of like tone of voice and all that jazz and voice pitch and you know that kind of thing. I'm very particular about how I like my voices with guys, but with girls, I give no fucks. So I will binge listen to all of the fucking lovely women here, and I come without fail every time, pretty much. I feel kind of shy saying that, even though I'm like very vocal about how much I'm into girls and all that. So, I don't know why I'm shy about saying that, but I'm so weird. I'm not sure if I'm gonna come or not, but I'm gonna babble as I touch myself. And if I don't come, that's okay, but if I do, then that's awesome. But we'll see what happens as this goes along. Really, really wanna be cuddled up next to another girl. Just cuddling and I'm feeling kind of shy. I don't know why, I just am. But I wanna. As we're laying next to each other, I really wanna wrap my legs, like my legs, around like one of her legs. So, like, our legs are like tangled up together, you know? But so that my pussy would be right up against her thigh or her leg in general, and I just wanna grind right against while she holds me. And we let our hands wander to each other's breasts or our backs or through our hair or whatever. As sexy as sexual stuff in itself is, for me, I find the thought of being comforted and reassured, whether through words or actions, to be probably one of the sexiest things ever. And I know that that is like weirdly particular and specific, as a turn on, but it really gets me going. I want her to whisper to me that I'm a good girl and that I'm safe with her, and that it's okay for me to feel good while I'm grinding against her. As she pets my back or my hair and just maybe quietly shushes in my ear a little bit, you know, kind of like, shh, you know? Feels really good just rubbing my clit. That's my favorite way to get off. It's really the only way I get off most of the time is just rubbing my clit with my finger. I don't know where I was gonna take that thought. No, I can think of a few ways to take that thought, actually. I hope it's okay that you're getting my most, like, vanilla side this time. I just... As much as I love mommy dom or older sister stuff, I fucking love that stuff. Excuse me. That was rude. Excuse me, body, don't do that. I burped. I'm sorry. That was so awkward of me to say that, but MDLG and older sister stuff is nice, but, I find that I sometimes just want another girl to make me feel small without that dynamic there necessarily, you know? I guess, if that makes sense. I find with women I get kind of submissive and, like, want them to take the lead more. I can be dominant if need be, but it's not my favorite. I definitely prefer to be more submissive with women. Because I feel safe that way. And I like feeling like I'm being spoiled and taken care of. Take this in a slightly less vanilla direction. Well, not less vanilla, but like a slightly... I don't really want to say kinky because I don't think that necessarily doing this is 100% kinky in itself, you know? But I also really want my ass played with while being held by another girl, or well, maybe she'd fuck me with a strap-on. I don't usually fantasize about strap-ons, for what it's worth. I prefer fantasizing about fingers up against me or in my ass, or, the the nipple against my clit thingy that I'm really obsessed with. I really am obsessed with boobs. I don't know why, and it's been like that ever since I knew I had sexual desires. I always fixated on breasts a lot. And while I always have had a preference for bigger ones, like, I've definitely gotten off to my fair share of small breasts too, like when looking at porn and stuff like that, you know? I don't really discriminate, even though I have a preference. But, yeah. I just really want my ass filled with a strap-on or some fingers. I say fingers, but it's actually a little difficult. Well, not difficult, but I can't really take my whole index finger yet. I can take most of it, but it's that last little bit that gets a little uncooperative, because usually when I take that much in my ass, I get a little overwhelmed with how good it feels, and I don't really know what to do with myself when that happens, so I just sort of let my fingers sit there. I rub my clit, and then... This is... Okay, I'm gonna keep going with this train of thought because it's getting me going. I'm sorry. I hit a spot that felt particularly nice for like 5 seconds. Well, not even 5 seconds, for like a second there. Nothing feels better than, like, having my ass filled while my clit's played with. Although having my clit played with is quite lovely, too, and I definitely come that way the most out of all the ways. All of the ways being all of two ways that I can come, either a clit with my clit, or, having something in my ass as I rub my clit. That gives me really intense orgasms. And I miss doing ass play stuff. I just haven't really had chances to do it as much. Although recently I did do something very different that I would normally consider somewhat of a hard limit that I don't particularly care for, because reasons, but I have been able to get a teensy bit of my finger into my pussy, and truth be told, story time, I tried doing it again the other night, and I think I regret it slightly, because, the next day, so I can only get up to, like, the first knuckle, if even that. I can't really get a whole lot in there, and, the next morning I woke up and it was, like, kind of stingy and sore, and it was like, oh man. And it was frustrating because I used lube, and it did make my, what I can get in there, like, it did make it slide in a little easier, but it didn't make it feel any better, which was kind of disappointing. So, I don't really enjoy vaginal stimulation, but I do like, I did discover, playing with the entrance, just rubbing against it, feels fucking fantastic. So that's something I want to play around with more too, because I don't really do that a whole lot, actually, and I think it might be nice to try that, but the two ways I come are clit play or clit and ass play together. The latter has made me, like, scream before. I'm not really a screamer, but you want a guaranteed way to make it somewhat happen, there you go. Although, I always find I have to hold back my noises when I do that because I live with my family, so if I'm too loud, it's not good. Because then it's like, you know, they'll be like, whispers, what the fuck? And I'll just be like, I'm sorry, and it's just gonna be a mess, you know? Not the fun kind of mess. Although I don't really squirt, interestingly, so I don't know. This is a ramble fap in the truest sense. I'm touching myself, but I'm not really, like, coming or anything. It's very laid back and casual, but I don't mind. I think it's nice to do something different. Just gonna kind of focus on rubbing my clit. Start fantasizing again. My fantasies are gonna go a lot of places, as you might have noticed, so bear with me. This is a ramble fap in the truest sense, in that I'm rambling while touching myself, and Lord knows where my rambles take me, but I know where I want to take my rambles, so here we go. We're gonna go to the thing that I fixate on the most when I want to come. Boob jobs! I know that I use another tag for this term, but I am not comfortable saying it, so I'm gonna say boob job because it's the same thing, it's just it's the term that I feel comfortable using. But I had a sexy thought earlier, and maybe you'll find it sexy too. I don't know. If Fuda isn't your thing, I'm gonna apologize in advance because we're bringing some Fuda in. I started this recording wanting to keep it more vanilla. Here we are. We're gonna go into Fuda boob job shit, and I am not sorry because I have such weird taste, and you will appreciate these tastes. I hope. Okay, so, in particular, I really, for some reason, keep fixating on the idea of another girl, like, you know, lactating and using her breast milk as lube, right, to give me a boob job with, and getting me off with her breasts like that. Given that weird thing my clit does where it gets wet when I'm really excited, sort of like what it's trying to do right now, actually, it kind of makes me wonder if I had a dick, like, how much pre-cum would be coming out of me in that situation. Imagining the milk and my pre-cum sort of mixing and getting her breasts all slippery, like, inside her cleavage, you know? With the degree to how detailed my boob job fantasies get. I sometimes question if I don't have, like, a penis within my heart or something, because I feel like a girl fantasizing about boob jobs, like, being on the receiving end, but not, like, on the receiving end of having her boobs fucked, but, like, getting fucked by boobs is fucking ridiculous. Like, if you're a girl out there listening to this, first of all, hi, second of all, do you also get really wet at the thought of, like, if you had a dick or, like, whatever, and a girl was, like, rubbing her boobs on you like that? Like, would you also be insanely turned on by that thought? Like, am I the only one? Is this weird? I think it's weird. It's probably weird. Oh no. But I don't care, because I'm just gonna keep rolling with it, because I'm really turned on right now, so. I'm gonna fixate on this for a bit, okay? I'm gonna apologize in advance if I come or something, because it's probably gonna happen. So, I really wanna buck my hips into her breasts while she'd press them together nice and tight around me. As the milk and pre-cum would just keep mixing together, you know? Of course, when needed, she could just pull away for a second and re-lubricate me with her milk before wrapping her breasts around me again and maybe drooling between them so I could really feel more of the wetness there, you know? Each time I'd buck my hips, she'd move against me. So every time I'd move up, she'd pull back a little. Back and forth, just continuously going. I don't want to apologize for how much it gets me going, because it's not that those other fantasies don't, you know, but this one in particular is a weakness of mine, so I kind of can't resist getting really worked up over it, you know? And I know that this one's more, like, outlandish, like it wouldn't be realistically feasible. That's why it's a fantasy, you know, it's fun to explore it in my head while I touch myself. I'm at the point in my arousal now where, like, not coming isn't really an option, you know what I mean? Like, if I stopped, I'd just feel like I'd need to come anyway. So. trying not to force it. I'm trying not to force it. Because sometimes that's a problem where I'll sort of force it. And I don't want to force it. Because it hurts my legs after. My legs get sore. And my body's like whispers, why did you do that to yourself? And it's usually worth it, but I don't think it's going to be worth it to push it. So I'm just going to sort of keep going and seeing what happens, but not putting so much pressure on my legs like that all at once, you know? It's not good. Still just imagining thrusting right in between the breasts. There's nothing more that I want than to make them all sticky. It's my cum. Not that I can come like a man, but you know, for the sake of the fantasy, let's just say I can. Because I think I hear one of my family members awake. I don't want him to walk in on me. It'd be terrifying. Listening to this ramble fap that did end in an orgasm and also went a million different directions and then went to my typical fixation, so I'm sorry about that, but thank you so much for listening. I felt fucking amazing. I hope you did too, and that's about it. So thank you for listening. I already said that, but who cares? And that, yeah, I guess that's it. See you next time, I guess. Bye bye.